Hey, welcome everyone, and a small technical problem. I almost lost my voice when standing at the ham radio booth, so you know my voice is not very good today. Anyway, I'm going to talk about the OpenRTX project, which is an open source firmware for ham radio devices. We will see it's not only an open source firmware, it's also a little more. First of all, who am I? Also known as Redman on the various communication channels, Matrix and Discord and so on. I come from Milan, Italy. I'm ham radio operator since 2017 as India Uniform 2 Kilo Whiskey Oscar. I do not do so much ham radio activity, but like on air, I do it on hardware and on code. I'm a firmware developer by profession, and I work on motorsport industry. I'm co-founder and developer of OpenRTX, and also member of the M17 team since 2021. So, OpenRTX, it's, as said, is an open source firmware for ham radio devices, which is by design modular, which means that you can, it's designed to allow you to easily add or remove components. It's designed to be easily portable to new devices. You want to have it on whatever radio or whatever device you prefer. Okay, you can almost take it and implement a couple of files and have it up and running on your new device. And finally, it's easily extendable to new protocols, which means that we try to standardize the interface between the firmware core and the protocols so that you can implement your own protocol in the firmware without too much pain. Finally, it's currently supporting only FM and M17, even though it has been developed primarily on DMR devices. I will tell you why it does not support DMR now. And finally, not written here, licensed under GPLv3. So, a bit of timeline. The project started in March 2020, and it started because of COVID. It started because me and Nicolo, India Uniform 2, Kilo India November, were at home basically with nothing to do. We decided to try porting the OpenGD 77 project to the Taitiram D380, which at the time was known also, and it's still known also because of the work done by Travis Goodspeed on MD380 tools. He did a lot of reverse engineering, modding, and work on the original firmware. Then in September 2020, after a bit of work already, we already brought up the radio driver, the display, and a bunch of stuff. We realized that the OpenGD 77 firmware was too much connected with the hardware structure of the radio. So we decided to, let's take everything, restart from scratch, design things from top to bottom instead of adapting the firmware to the hardware. So, we abandoned the original idea.